The study done by Harvard Medical School researchers found that the number of uninsured veterans aged 64 and younger has increased by more than a quarter of a million in the past 7 years. The study attributes the rise to the government's decision in 2003 to stop marketing medical benefits to new enrollees and the addition of costly copayments for middle-income vets. Retired Madison physician and World War II veteran Gene Farley says President Bush hasn't lived up to his promise to increase VA health funding.
Bush will get up and say he's increased the dollars for veterans' health care, but not as much as inflation to compensate for all the new veterans, so that in reality the dollars are fewer to go between more people.
Farley's a member of the group Physicians for a National Health Care Program. He says he agrees with the study's authors that a national health care plan is the only way to make sure all veterans and their families are covered, but he says even a single-payer system won't remove the need for veterans' hospitals to deal with the special medical needs that result from military service.
We need to make sure that everybody's covered and that our veterans can go anywhere that's needed, but also that the veterans' hospitals are there with special resources to take care of those who are especially damaged due to the nature of war.
The newly appointed Secretary of Veterans Affairs is a doctor, but Farley says he's not convinced that Lieutenant James Peake is ready to advocate for the kind of radical change Farley says is needed in the nation's health care system. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.